Hop aboard the Soul Train because it's time to go back to the 70s. I'm your far-out host, Darian. And coming up after the break, we're going back to Sunday, April 16th, 1972.
Many of your customers come in once and then never again. That's why we built Lockbox. Our software platform sends newsletters, coupons, and buy now offers to bring your customers back in the door over and over. Call us today at 888-984-7545 to learn how and mention Lockbox Lift to claim 10% off your first year of service. Again, that's 888-984-7545 or visit us at www.lockbox.com. That's LOCBOX.com.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
It was Sunday, April 16th, 1972. And on this date, two Chinese immigrants came to the United States. Bobo and Beanie. You may know them as the two giant pandas that arrived in the United States. Sadly, Bobo left Beanie when the new, younger, hotter panda moved in. Cue the music, Roberta Flack, with her number one hit single, The First Time Ever I Saw Your Face. I'm sure Beanie wanted to throw that radio. That's nothing she wanted to hear at the time. At least country radio was a little bit more soothing. With Freddie Hart's number one country single, My Hang Up Is You. The film still at the top of the box office, The Godfather. And that evening on NBC, you were met with the wonderful world of Disney, followed by The Jimmy Stewart Show. And that's enough 70s nostalgia for today, 70s friends. If you'll excuse me, I've got a gift for Dirty Harry. It's a bar of lava soap. Let's chat again tomorrow for another 70s flashback.